Hello.
Oh, hi, Alejandro. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I'm glad we finally connected. We played a little bit of phone tag, huh?
Yes, today we have.
Yep.
I have learned because I canceled my subscription, like, probably after my last payment I canceled it. And now it's saying that I'm $49. I owe $49.
Yes, so, excuse me. The notes say that when the account canceled, you decided to keep the website, and that's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site, properhandymen.com. And then I think what happened was you had experienced a charge, so you asked if that could be refunded, and they said no, they would apply it towards your website hosting. So they actually gave you 5 months of service credits. So, and that's for the October 12th payment, November 12th, December 12th, January 12th, February 12th. And then it's the March 12th payment that we're having trouble with. Have you seen that website?
Yeah, I have, but I told them that. Yeah, so after that, I just wanted it to be canceled. Because I already had paid that, so I was like, yeah, well, just I'll cancel. I just need to cancel for after that.
So I researched the notes a little bit before I called you, and it does say that they went over the 3-day cancellation rule with you, which means that you have to call us 3 business days prior to your billing to cancel. So it doesn't automatically happen, because if you were to cancel that day, you wouldn't have had the advantage of keeping the site open for all those months. It would have just deactivated everything. So they applied a bunch of service credits for you so that you could keep the site and kind of take advantage of the money that you paid, right?
I don't mm-hmm. remember any 3-day rule, ma'am. So can we just, I just need this to be canceled. So how do I go about canceling it? And I just need it to be done.
Mm-hmm. So that's the thing, Alejandro. In the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 12th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So naturally, I can't cancel the account with a past due balance. But if you wanted to get that up to speed, I could definitely cancel it right after. And that way, you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just go ahead and just cancel it. Or, like, I don't know how you're...
So I can cancel it once it's in a paid status. Is there a different card that you wanted to use for the $49?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get that done for you then. Or if you want to, Alejandro, because I do see that there's still people clicking on the site and clicking to call you through the site. Also, there was a lead that came through the site back in January. From Zamira, it said interested in getting a quote for professional carpet cleaning, 3 bedrooms and 1 walk-in closet. She was on 4576 Oriel. So understand that most people, when they find your website, they're going to call you right away and set something up. But there will be certain occurrences where they'll find your site and they can't call you right that moment because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So they can plug their information into that contact form on the site and you get notified that there's a lead coming through the site. So if you wanted to, I could ask them if they would allow me to put you into the corporate hosting. Normally you have to have 100 locations to get this. But I could possibly get an override for you, and that would be just $29 a month. And most people like that option because, you know, it is 2022, and bare minimum for a business, you probably at least need a website, right? So that might be something that you want to consider.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
No, thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. Okay, I thought you said, oh, thank you. I was like, I couldn't understand. Okay, no, thank you. All right, so then let's just get this final payment out of the way, and I'll cancel it, and you won't have any further charges. So go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
That's 4900.
Mm-hmm.
7020.
Got it.
1348.
Okay.
4070.
Okay, expiration?
1228.
1228, and then the little code on the back?
944.
944. And is it still 909, how do you say that, McCarta Drive?
Yeah.
For the billing? Okay, perfect. So let me get your authorization, and then I will process the cancellation, and you'll be good to go. You won't have to worry about, oops, this one says it was not, it says it was a lost or stolen card. That's weird. Let me just see again. I'll read it back to you and tell me if I have a digit off or something, okay?
Here, just do this. Do my business card.
Okay, do this. Okay, go ahead.
It's 4427.
Mm-hmm.
4221.
Uh-huh.
3070.
Mm-hmm.
9234.
Expiration?
528.
And the code?
537.
Okay, and the phone cracked up a little bit when you gave it to me, so let me just read it back. Is it 4427-4221-3070-9234?
Yeah.
Okay, and you had a question?
Yeah, so I'm canceling all transactions further from here, from Google Splash. Like, I don't have the abilities no more, right?
Absolutely, yep. I just got the green light on the payment, so you're good there. So now I'm going to go in and cancel it. So you'll get an email in a couple of minutes showing you that the account's been canceled, and you'll have a cancellation reference number. So you absolutely won't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and how come you're canceling it? I just have to select a reason.
Not working.
Okay, I'll put client not happy with results. Okay, perfect. All right, so you'll be getting that email momentarily. And just to confirm here, it's thepropperhandyman.llc111@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We're all good to go. I already got the cancellation reference number and everything, so you won't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a good rest of your week, too.
All right, you too.
All right, thank you, Alejandro. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.